This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. So we've whittled down the 64 teams to the Elite Eight to the Final Four, which will take place next weekend. And in the meantime, the numbers are going not down but up for the NCAA. The numbers on the cash registers, the numbers on the bottom line. This year, the NCAA tournament will bring in something like $800 million for the NCAA. March Madness is truly madness when it comes to money. Unless, of course, you're the guys in the shorts playing ball on the court, in which case you get nothing other than maybe a college education if you stick through it and graduate and get any kind of decent grades. Your chances of going into the NBA, not all that great. The numbers are against you there, and the numbers are against you in college as well. Some of these colleges are themselves making tens of millions of dollars by participating in March Madness. And then on top of that, you've got all the college football money that rolls in. Well, it's no wonder that some college athletes have been revolting and saying, we want a piece of the pie, and we certainly want to be treated better. And last Wednesday, a regional director for the National Labor Relations Board, the NLRB, came down with a decision on behalf of Northwestern University, for the players at Northwestern University, led by a former quarterback named Kane Coulter. They say essentially that we want to be treated like employees. And the regional director, Peter Sung Orr from the NLRB, said, you know what? I looked at it. You guys are actually employees. Here to help me break this down and analyze the legal side of it is the legal analyst from ESPN.com, Lester Munson. Lester, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's nice to talk to you.
What was the basis of Peter Sung Orr's decision?
In his decision, Mr. Orr went through in painstaking detail each and every responsibility that a football player at Northwestern University faces in the course of 12 months. He went through it month by month by month, showing the number of hours and the number of days and the amount of time that these boys spend working at football, and it is an incredible commitment that these young men make to playing football while also attempting to maintain life as a student. And as he looked at what the young men do each day for the entire year, and then he looked at the incredible amount of money, Northwestern, for example, had a profit on football over a nine-year period of more than $70 million. When he takes the work that the boys do together with the profit that the university enjoys, he reached the conclusion that they were employees and were not students primarily. And on that basis, these young men are now permitted to have an election to determine whether they will form a labor union to represent themselves.
If they do unionize, if enough of them decide to join this union, what will that mean?
That will mean that the members of the team will have a voice in the management of the team. It will give the players leverage that they promise to use for better health care benefits, better medical insurance, and for medical care in the years later in life as they begin to suffer from some of the injuries that they have during their playing careers. These kids are very concerned about the after effects of concussions and knee injuries and hip injuries, and so they are saying we will negotiate for better benefits. They are also interested in improving the practice schedule more consistent with their needs as athletes and as students. So they will have a voice in bargaining, and instead of the coaches simply issuing orders, the players and the coaches will bargain for what happens with the team.
Can the players insist that they get paid?
They can. These players at Northwestern are now saying they are not interested in pay, but if this idea spreads, as it probably will, some team somewhere will say, we want to be paid. I can also envision the next group of Northwestern players saying they want to be paid. So once you start bargaining, then yes, salary for players would become part of the deal.
Does this decision by Peter Sungor, the Chicago regional director of the NLRB, affect anyone but Northwestern University directly?
It only affects Northwestern University at the moment, but it is a solid legal precedent for all other private universities. If you look at the large football programs, there are something like 120 schools that play big-time football. 17 of those are private schools, schools like Notre Dame, Vanderbilt, Duke, Stanford, and Northwestern. The others are public universities. So this is a legal precedent for the private universities, and it will have some effect if somebody at a public university, let's say Ohio State or University of Florida, if they should try to form a union, they will rely on the reasoning and the authority of this decision that Mr. Orr made on Wednesday.
Okay, so I know Kane Coulter at Northwestern got the help of the Steelworkers Union. Could somebody at the University of Michigan or Wisconsin or Florida or Missouri or wherever, a public university, could they go to, I don't know, the SEIU or AFSCME and say, look, you represent public employees elsewhere, including in our own state, represent us?
I would be surprised if that was not underway already. The SEIU is a powerful union. We know what a political force the SEIU is, and the SEIU is always looking for new membership, for new workforces to organize. And yes, the University of Michigan, University of Wisconsin, Florida State, any one of them could go to the SEIU or any other public employee union and say, we need the help from you that the steelworkers gave to the boys at Northwestern. The steelworkers were absolutely essential to this effort by Northwestern. It was lawyers from the steelworkers who put together this entire procedure. So you do need, the players do need help as they try to do this. There's no question.
Now, what about on the other side of the legal fence? Northwestern is going to appeal this ruling. What will happen there?
Northwestern is going to file a request for review at the National Labor Board in Washington, D.C. We know that they're going to do that. They've already said so. When they get to that labor board, they will face a five-member board. Three of them are recent appointments of President Obama and are viewed as pro-union. So Northwestern does not have a happy prospect at this labor board. If Northwestern loses again at that level, then they can go into the court system and try to find relief that way. But I am sure, based on my conversations with the Northwestern officials, that they will pursue every possible avenue before they ever sit down to bargain with this union.
And I should point out, Lester is an adjunct professor at Northwestern's Medill School of Journalism, so he knows some people on that campus. Now, if this domino falls, Lester, can you see a time in the near future when colleges say, you know what, we're not even going to give you the scholarship, we're just going to hire players to represent us, and we'll have kind of like an NFL minor league here with paid players at college campuses?
That is certainly one of the possibilities. The possibilities that are open because of this decision are almost impossible to list and to begin to comprehend. They really almost take your breath away. Another possibility would be that, let's say, Stanford University would face a union of football players. Stanford could easily then decide, okay, we are done with big-time football. We are going to follow the model of the Ivy League. We will take football players who choose to come here. We will offer no scholarships. We will offer nothing, and we will play at whatever level that allows us to play. This is what the Ivy League schools did decades ago, and I can easily see, particularly some of these private schools, could say, we're done with this stuff. We're not going to bargain with anybody, certainly not going to pay any athletes, and so we're going to go the other way.
Fascinating stuff. Lester Munson, legal analyst from ESPN.com. Thanks so much for joining me.
I enjoyed it. Thank you.
This is America Weekend from the Envision Networks.